Spain's troop pullout from Iraq is the latest event in a long series of diplomatic disappointments that have strained relations between the United States and many European nations. Earlier, I spoke with France's ambassador to the U.S. He's Jean-David Levite. We began by talking about some remarks President Bush made in his press conference last week. I asked if France agrees with the president that acts of terrorism in Iraq, Europe, and Indonesia are all linked, if not operationally, then at least philosophically.
We considered that before the war in Iraq, there was no terrorism in Iraq. There was a bloody dictator, Saddam Hussein, but Saddam Hussein had no links with Al-Qaeda. But certainly now, there is terrorism in Iraq, and we agree with the fact that all these networks, in a way, are more or less linked. And what is very important for our democracies is to organize a kind of global alliance to eradicate this disease of the 21st century.
I guess the question is, when you say they are linked in a way, what is that way? Is this something on which the United States and France disagree?
No, I think we agree on the fact that terrorism is a challenge to our common values of democracy, freedom, and that's why we have to be together in this war against terrorism.
Are we together?
And I think we are together, for instance, with our armies in Afghanistan. France did participate in the war in Afghanistan right from the beginning with thousands and thousands of troops. And we have special forces on the border with Pakistan fighting with yours to try to eradicate the elements of Al-Qaeda and the Taliban who are still in this part of Afghanistan.
When Osama bin Laden released a tape offering a truce to European nations if they withdrew their forces from Iraq and also Afghanistan, very quickly, President Chirac, he was one of the first European leaders to say, we're not talking to terrorists, we're having no part of this.
Exactly. You don't have anything to negotiate. Terrorists must be condemned.
Let me ask you about one other thing that the president said in his speech. We're a liberating power, as nations in Europe and Asia can attest. Do you think Europeans see the United States right now as a liberating power?
Well, first, let's remember that exactly 60 years ago, on the 6th of June, 1944, we French have been liberated by the U.S. armies, and we will never forget. And we will say in one voice on the 6th of June, thank you, America. You liberated us. We will never forget. And that is probably what were the views of most Iraqi when your armies reached Baghdad and there was the fall of Saddam Hussein. You liberated the Iraqi from a bloody dictatorship. But then we said, now you should transfer the responsibilities and the sovereignty as soon as possible to the Iraqi people. Because we know from our bitter experience in Algeria, for instance, that the Arab people are very nationalist, very proud people, and they don't like to be occupied by foreigners. And that's why it is so urgent now to transfer the responsibilities to a new Iraqi government.
In the last weeks, Mr. Ambassador, French authorities, French police, have discovered bombs planted along rail lines in your country. This must make the question of terrorism all the more urgent for you.
Yes and no, because we've been confronted with terrorist acts for 20 years and more. And we had dozens and dozens of French killed during this long period. So we are, in a way, I wouldn't say accustomed, but it's not. It's part of our daily life. Of course, we didn't suffer a blow, a tragedy like the one of 9/11. And on that day, all the French expressed their solidarity with the American people. But we suffered a lot from Al-Qaeda also in our streets. People were killed in Paris, in Casablanca, in Karachi. 11 French were killed in Karachi by Al-Qaeda. So we are fully aware and fully on board.
Jean-David Levite, Ambassador of France to the United States, thank you for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.